It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Hello, word nerds. How you doing? How's everybody doing today? Everybody loves words. They're big old nerds who love words. Hey, everybody. My name is Spencer. I think this is like the sixth or so episode that I'm doing video, and I hadn't thought about this until after I recorded the previous episode, but I think this whole video thing is going to go up on Patreon at the $5 a month level. I will make sure to put that at the beginning of one of these video episodes, probably the first one. But I was like, you know what? Let's take advantage of capitalism. Let's do capitalism. Even though I'm not a big fan of it, that's what the goal of this is, to be able to do this full time and do, you know, be creative and do fun projects full time and be myself. And, you know, you got to make money to do that. So, hey, I'm pushing to get people to go over to Patreon. $5 a month gets you the video. I think it just adds another level. It's the same as when I have a guest on. The video portion goes to the $5 patrons and up. You get to still hear the content, but you know, it adds something else when you can see the eye movements, the hand movements, the facial things, all that stuff. It's just a fun thing. I enjoy it. So please join the Patreon, please, and thank you. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay, the first word in this episode is effective. This word is very effective at being effective. We got a number of definitions and synonym information. This is the first form. This one is the adjective from the 14th century. It is spelled effective. 1a. Producing a decided, decisive, or desired effect, as in an effective policy. The policies in the government, we want them to be effective. If they were not effective, what's the point? They have a very decided, decisive, or desired effect. The effect that is desired, that comes from these policies and other things, that is what we want, that is what we get, and it is decisive. 1b, the synonyms are impressive and striking, as in a gold lame fabric studded with effective precious stones. So these stones are very impressive, effective precious stones. They're impressive and striking. Ooh, 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 shiny and sparkly stones. By the way, that is a quote from Stanley Marcus. Stanley Marcus was talking about something that had very effective stones and also gold lame fabric. I wonder what Stanley was talking about. Number 2, ready for service or action, as in effective manpower. My brain only really goes to this one definition of effective, which is it produces the desired effect. Fancy stones? That's not how I think of effective. Effective manpower, that specifically means ready for service or action. They're ready to go. Let's go out and do the thing. We are effective. I would just think effective manpower is people who are getting the job done in the desired way. That's what I think of. But obviously, I'm wrong. Number 3, the synonym is actual, as in the need to increase effective demand for goods. So it is the need to increase actual demand for goods. Don't really know how else you would use that in a sentence. When do you just replace the word actual with effective? Number 4, being in effect. And the synonym is operative, as in the tax becomes effective next year. It becomes operative. It is in use. It is operating. It is in effect. Being in effect. Number 5. Ooh, this looks like a good fun, long definition. This is talking about the rate of interest. The rate of interest. So the interest on your savings account, on your... The Fed says something about the interest rate. I don't know. What does this say? Equal to the rate of simple interest. So many people's brains are shutting down, including mine. Equal to the rate of simple interest that yields the same amount when the interest is paid once at the end of the interest period as a quoted rate of interest, as a quoted rate of interest does when calculated at compound interest over the same period. I'm sure I could figure this out better if I reread it 10 times. It's the effective interest. Maybe it's the part that's only doing the real work, the actual work, the operative work. It's ready to work, and it's impressive. Oh, that interest rate is so impressive and striking. Okay, yeah. It says compared to the fourth definition for the word nominal. Nominal. Now, is that just the fifth definition, or is that for the whole word? I don't know. Effectiveness is a noun, and effectivity, all those vowel sounds, that is a noun. And here is the synonym information for effective, the adjective specifically. Effective, effectual, efficient, and efficacious. Wait a minute. So efficient, yeah, so these are all words that I think are still coming up. We haven't gotten to effectual. I think that's later this episode. Yep, that's coming up. Efficient. Where's efficient? I think that's in tomorrow's episode. And efficacious. I think that might also be in tomorrow's episode. Is that right? Yes. Okay, so between today and tomorrow, this episode, the next episode, we're going to get all four of these synonyms. Effective, effectual, efficient, and efficacious mean producing or capable of producing a result. Effective stresses the actual production of or the power to produce an effect, as in an effective rebuttal. That rebuttal did its job. It produced an effect. Effectual suggests the accomplishment of a desired result, especially as viewed after the fact, as in the measures to stop the pilfering proved effectual. We're looking at it back then in the past, whatever direction the past is, and it was effectual. Let's see. It suggests the accomplishment of a desired result. We accomplished. Mission accomplished. We are very effectual. Efficient suggests an acting or a potential for action or use in such a way as to avoid loss or waste of energy in effecting. Whoa, I thought that was the end of the sentence. Ah. Efficient suggests an acting or a potential for action or use in such a way as to avoid loss or waste of energy in effecting, producing, or functioning, as in an efficient small car. As little waste of energy as possible. That's what we want. We want to be efficient in all of our things. Our cars, when I do tasks, I like to be efficient, find the most efficient way. It's not so much cutting corners. It's just being smart with the way that you're doing things. Driving, where am I going to drive? What roads? Is it the most efficient way? Not just gas consumption, but also just, you know, does it make the most sense? Okay, the last synonym here is efficacious, and this suggests profession? No, it suggests possession of a special quality or virtue that gives effective power, as in a detergent that is efficacious in removing grease. That's how we want our detergents. Efficacious. It has a special quality or virtue that has effective power. Ooh, yeah. Okay. I need to make a sound effect. What's a very effective sound effect? What is an effective sound effect? Sound effective. Wah! That's the sound. Sorry. The second form of effective is a noun from 1722. One that is effective, especially a soldier equipped for duty. Ready to go. The soldier is effective. Hooah. I guess you just call them an effective. Hooah. Was that my sound? Yeah. Hooah. Hooah. One of those is fine. Effectively. Adverb from circa 1536. One. In effect. The synonym is virtually. As in, by withholding further funds, they effectively killed the project. They might as well have killed the project. They essentially killed it, virtually killed it, because they held on to the funding. Can't do that. You got to get the project funded. We need our funds. Number two, in an effective manner, as in dealt with the problem effectively. You got to deal with your problems effectively. You got to do that. You got to do this. It's in an effective manner. Next word. Hooah! Effector or effector. It ends in a T-O-R. This is a noun from 1906. One. A bodily organ. Ooh, what is this? A bodily organ as a gland or muscle that becomes active in response to stimulation. So if something stimulates this gland or muscle, then that gland or muscle is an effector. Would everything be that? Isn't there always a stimulus and then an effect, a thing that comes because of the stimulus? Interesting. I feel like I got to put a link in the show notes for effector of like, is there a list of effectors? Are they all effectors? Does it only become an effector when there's a stimulus added onto it? I don't know. Interesting. Something happens, the muscles effect. Number two, a molecule as an inducer or a co-repressor that activates, controls, or inactivates a process or action, as protein synthesis. That is an example of the process or action. And this molecule activates, controls, or inactivates. It's doing something to that action. And so it's an effector. It is creating the effect. Is that how we're supposed to think about it? Sure. It creates an effect. Ooh, wah, wah. The next word is effectual. And I hear because I'm recording the video, it's on the computer, I hear my sound coming out of these headphones. So I'm going to adjust them so they're, you don't hear that so much. You probably can't hear it. Okay, what's the next word? Hooah! Effectual. Effectual. Adjective from the 14th century. Producing or able to produce a desired effect. You are producing a desired effect, or you can produce a desired effect. This podcast is hopefully effectual in the sense that it is teaching you some things and entertaining you at the same time. A synonym is the word effective. Yeah, that part wasn't very entertaining. Effective, how do you be more entertaining? Oh, that's going to be a fun word to talk about when we get there. Effectuality, that is a noun. Effectualness is also a noun. And a lot of these don't have etymology because it all comes from the word effect, which we talked about in the previous episode. Hooah! Effectually. So we had effectual. Man, all these words, I feel like they mean such similar things, and the words are so similar, so they just all sort of blend together. So yes, this word is effectually, E-F-F-E-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y, effectually. Okay, adverb from the 14th century. One, in an effectual manner. And an effectual manner would be producing or able to produce a desired effect. Number two, for effectually, with great effect. And the synonym is completely. Totally and completely, the effect was great. That's it for that one. Hoo-ah! That's just a fun sound to make. Effectuate. Effectuate. Yes, it ends in A-T-E. Effectuate. Verb, I think it's just a transitive verb from 1580. The synonym is the number two definition for the word effect, which says, let's go back, I think this would be the one that means to bring about often by surmounting obstacles or to put into operation. One of those, to effectuate. Yeah, that makes sense, to put into operation. We're gonna effectuate that thing. It's ready to go. I think so. That's fine, yeah. Effectuation is a noun. Let's see. Yep, okay, we are done with the effect words. Hoo-ah! We are now moving to, what's this word? Effeminacy. Is that it? Effeminacy. Yeah. Effeminacy. Effeminacy. I don't know if I've heard this word. Noun from 1602. The quality of being effeminate. Or effeminate, however you want to say that word. Which, of course, is the next word. Not of course, you wouldn't know that. But it is the next word. And that's it for effeminacy. So, wah! Effeminate. Now, there's two forms. The first one is an adjective. And I had a thought, but I was wrong, that because it's spelled effeminate, N-A-T-E, nate, I thought, well, maybe there's another pronunciation that's effeminate, which would be a verb, but there is no verb form here, and if there was, I think that word would mean to make effeminate, but I don't think that that's a word that we have in the English language, so we're not going to talk about that, but we are going to talk about the first form of effeminate, adjective from the 15th century, one, having feminine qualities untypical of a man, there's more though, not manly in appearance or manner. Yeah, it's the whole idea of manly, womanly, effeminate, feminine, masculine. It's something that we've all grown up with for all these years, but I'm very happy that in the last, God, man, I mean, it's been a slow evolution, but we are definitely slowly but surely getting away from this idea of you got to be one or the other, or it's you're looked down upon if you're a man and you're effeminate or something, and like you just got to be you, and other people shouldn't be judging you for who you are, who you want to be, or whatever. I don't particularly think of myself as effeminate, but I know that there are aspects of me that are. I mean, I'm wearing a shirt that has a rainbow on it, but below the rainbow it says, we're all gonna die. So it's more of like just the fun thing. But where was I going with that? I don't remember. There are times where for fun, to put on a voice or just to be silly and fun, I will do things. I will do a voice that's effeminate, but that is not meant in any derogatory way. It's just fun, and so that could be called effeminate, obviously, but it's not my natural tendency. This is my natural voice. This is how I look. But, you know, it's just if you want to do it, you have fun with it. I don't really know where I'm going with this. It's a word that I think has a lot of negative meaning behind it. I feel like it can be used derogatory a lot of times. And it just shouldn't be. That's the world that I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to get away from, move people away from hate and all that stuff, and just be happy and love everybody. Does that make me effeminate? Okay, fine. I think there was another definition. Yes. So that was having feminine qualities untypical of a man. That's the important part. That's the part of this word that, oh, it's a man. It's untypical of a man. They are effeminate because they're a man, but they're not acting manly. Okay, number two for effeminate, marked by an unbecoming delicacy or unrefinement. Unbecoming delicacy. Ooh, it's so delicate, but it's unbecoming on you. What? Or over. I don't know what I said before. Unbecoming delicacy or over refinement. Overly refined. As in a couple examples, effeminate art. So this is art that's overly refined or delicate, but in an unbecoming way. It's not very, becoming. What? That's a weird word. Interesting. The other example is an effeminate civilization. The whole civilization, the whole society and culture of an area can be effeminate because it's delicate in an unbecoming way or overly refined. Overly refined. Yeah, I've never heard effeminate used in this way. That is a new one for me. I get where it's coming from, but yeah, I haven't heard it used in those contexts. Effeminate is from the verb, the Latin verb, effeminare, which means to make effeminate. Oh, interesting. So that is from the ex prefix plus femina, which means woman. And there's more at the word feminine. So again, what does ex mean? Is it like out or something? I can't remember. We haven't gotten to the ex section yet. So we haven't officially discussed it. So woman and make effeminate. Turning into a woman, is that? Yeah, I guess so. Make a woman out of a thing, something like that. Anyway, that's effeminate, and that's that. Don't know what else to say. Wah! That's what we're going to say. The second form of effeminate is a noun from 1597, and this is just an effeminate person. You just call the person an effeminate, which, that word sounds very strange now, but that's, I think, definitely where it becomes more derogatory. It is a little bit weird that it doesn't say often disparaging or something like that, but it seems like it would be or should be to call somebody an effeminate person. An effeminate seems like usually it has a little bit of a nastiness behind it, I think. Okay, no more effeminate words, I think. Ooh-ah. Effendi. Effendi, effendi. Effendi. Noun from 1614. A man of property, authority, or education in an Eastern Mediterranean country. Very specific. Eastern Mediterranean. So we got the Mediterranean Sea over there in Europe, below Europe, above Africa, and on the eastern side of that. If there is somebody over there who has a man, it's got to be a man, who has property, authority, or education, they are called an effendi. This is from the Turkish word effendi, which means master, from the modern Greek word authentes, which is an alternative of the Greek word authentes, authentes, A-U-T-H. And there's more at the word authentic. Interesting. Not sure about the etymology, how that connects exactly, but I guess there was something. And master. Yeah, this is not a word that I love. This is not effeminate. This is something else. Effendi. Yeah, don't love that idea of the whole patriarchy thing. I gotta say, I don't think I did on the previous episode. This is not my official movie chat thing, but we did see Barbie twice in 3 days. Thursday and Saturday. And today, by the way, is Monday morning, 7:31 a.m., July 24th in my work office. And so we did watch it twice. And so, you know, the whole idea of pink and gender and all that stuff, I don't even know where to go with all that, but, you know, having the word effeminate in here and Barbie, and I friggin' love that movie and feel like it's very important. But we'll talk about that another time. So, yeah, that's on the brain. And then I think that was it for Effendi. I'm very offended with Effendi manly guys who have property, authority, or education. Wah! The next word is efferent. Efferent, afferent, efferent. There's a few ways to say it. This is an adjective from 1856. Conducting outward from a part or organ. Specifically, conveying nervous impulses to an effector. Ooh, it comes back around to the effector, which is the gland or muscle that becomes active in response to a stimulation. I think that literally everything could be called an effector because the messages from the brain get sent through the nerves and they tell them to do stuff. My fingers are not going to wiggle unless they are effectors because there's a stimulus telling them to do this weird movement. So the efferent, conducting outward from a part, specifically conveying nervous impulses to an effector. Now, what is this, a thing? This is the adjective. Ah, you describe things as efferent because they're sending these signals, right? As in, here we go, an example, a concrete example, efferent neurons. These are the things in your brain, I think, and so they're sending the signals. It says compare to afferent. Oh, great, another similar word that has an E-A thing at the beginning, just like effect and effect. So afferent. Oh, I don't know, should I go back? Should we see if can we find it quickly? Quickly and fastly. Ooh, we are very close. Oh my God, we're going in the pages. The early days, the early pages. This was really before I was talking a lot about extra stuff on these words. Afferent, where are you? Here we go. So we're looking for the, not the noun, the adjective. Bearing or conducting inward. Ah, so efferent is outward. Afferent is inward. Conveying impulses toward the central nervous system. Toward the central nervous system. Your neck, your spine, oh, that whole, all the nerves bundle up right there. So efferent. See, we're all learning. This is the good part about this. It's conducting outward of a part of an organ. Conveying nervous impulses to an effector. So it's going from the central nervous system to the effector, to the muscles, to the glands, and the fingies. Efferent is a noun, and efferently is an adverb. And the etymology says this is from the Latin verb efferre, which means to carry outward. That's ex plus ferre, which means to carry. So yes, ex, I think, is like out, to carry out of the thing. And there's more at the word bear, B-E-A-R. The bears are carrying the stuff out. I don't know. The next word, hua. This is the last word, efferves, E-F-F-E-R-V-E-S-C-E. That's how you spell efferves. This seems like this is a word that should be said in an effeminate way. Efferves. I feel so effervescent. Okay. This is a verb from 1784. It looks like it is only intransitive. Number one, to bubble, hiss, and foam as gas escapes from your butt. To bubble, hiss, and foam. I hope that when the gas is escaping from my butt, there is no bubbling, hissing, or foaming. Not at all how you want the gas escaping. Now, we're not obviously talking about bodily gas. We're talking about, I don't know, in a pot, in a some sort of pressure cooker thing. The gas is escaping. There's bubbling, hissing, and foaming, and it's effervescing. Number two, to show liveliness or exhilaration. Liveliness or exhilaration. It's like everything's bubbling up from inside you, and you're very lively, and you're talking fast and moving a lot and exhilarated and excited. That's it. Those are the only definitions. Guess I thought there would have been more, but I feel like effervescent. So I think of effervescent in two ways. The first way is, well, really the main way, is like a soda pop. It's bubbling. It's effervescent. Maybe it's light. Maybe it's clear. Maybe it's a lemon-lime flavored. That seems like effervescent, doesn't it? But you can also describe people, clearly, as lively, exhilarated. But I don't think it gets used as for people as much. But I think we should. I think we should be calling more people effervescent. Effervescence is a noun. Effervescent is an adjective. And effervescently, that is an adverb. You're doing something in an effervescent way. How can you do it lively and exhilarated? I'm going to say effervescently in an effervescent manner. Effervescently. I don't know what any of this is. This is from the Latin verb effervescere. Effervescere, which is from ex plus fervescere, which means to begin to boil. To begin, that verb means to begin to boil, and then you add ex, I guess. Yes, add ex, and it is to boil out, I guess. That is also from fervere, which means to boil. And there's more at the word brew, B-R-E-W, making a beer, brewing a pot of soup, and it starts to bubble. It's effervescent. Those were all the words. It's time to pick a word of the episode. We had effective, effective, effectively, effector, effectual, effectually, effectuate, or just effectuate, effectuate. Effeminacy, effeminate, effeminate, effendi, efferent, and effervesce. Ooh, I kind of want to pick effervesce. I think just it's a great word, and I think more things need to be described as effervescent. Effervesce is the verb. So let's sing a song. Effervesce. Be all effervescent. Effervesce. It's just fun word to say. I don't know where I'm going with this. Can we sing something a little bit better? Effervesce. I don't know. It's just the word. Effervesce. That's a very bubbly way to say effervesce. All right. Let's talk about another movie I watched. I'm trying to remember. Let's see. Ooh, I think I'm on Everybody. How do you say that word? This is a documentary about people who are intersex. So this is not necessarily lesbian or gay or bisexual, trans. It's LGBTQIA. A is asexual. The plus is just like, just in general, something that's not. How do you say this without saying the wrong thing? Which of course I'm really good at saying the wrong thing. Anyway. That's the word we're talking about, intersex. These are people who have a biological difference, I guess, when they were born that doesn't fit with what we all think of, most of us think of as gender, male, female. And this, what's so great about this is that it's helps to prove that I'm not going to do a good job at describing this because they talk about it so well in the documentary, which you have to see. I believe it is streaming now. I don't know. My words are losing. I'm losing the words. But basically, it follows three people who are intersex in various ways. It could be that they were born with like an X and a Y, but their body presents as X and X, or just something biologically went a little bit different in the formation of their body, and they are humans. They may present as male or female or something else, non-binary, and they are beautiful, and they are awesome, and they are here, and they are fighting the good fight, just like we all should. And I know I did a terrible job describing that, and I apologize, but this movie is 100% worth watching, and I think that a lot of people are going to learn a lot of stuff from this documentary. So please, please, please watch it and tell people to watch it, because this is a really important part that really does not get talked a lot about. So that is my plea for everybody, is to watch everybody. Everybody, watch everybody. Please and thank you. Okay, I think that is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening, possibly watching. If you join the $5 Patreon level, you can watch all of the nonsense that is happening in this area, inside of this frame. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye!